Hello.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Happy birthday to me. It's my birthday. I am Sarita. You probably know me as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. And the first voice that you heard was the executive producer of the podcast, Bible Study Brother. However, I will say I am exclusively producing today's episode. Take it away, brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime. And this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. And as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ, but we're also brother and sister who share the same mom in real life.
In real life. So we're covered by the blood of Jesus and brothers and sisters, like he said, through the blood of Jesus and mother. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Speaking of mothers and being born, it's my birthday episode. Yeah.
Hey,
I almost did one of mama's whoop whoop. Quick whoop. Side story.
A brick. A brick moments.
Brick. Yeah. Quick side story. So I went to, I guess I'll tell it when we talk about how my week was, but I won't forget the whoop whoop. I will add that to the story. Oh man, I'm super, super duper pumped and excited. But before we get to the meat of this episode, brother, Bible Study Brother has done me an enormous favor. If you guys have listened recently, you know, we have pulled up the emotion and feeling wheel, mm-hmm. and we're using it to describe our emotions and how our week has been. So, brother, how has your week been?
My week has been filled with fondness, sentimentality, caring, jovial. I have been triumphant and very excited.
Oh, fantastic week. What have you been doing?
Preparing for the birthday that shattered the world into an amazing place to be, and without it, I would not be the man I am today. Preparing for your birthday, of course. I don't care anything about me. I'm just excited about you.
Okay, well, let me tell you, I have had a good week. My week has been pleasing. It has been a week of fellowship. I have had some jubilation going on. I've been hopeful. I think in some ways I've been blissful. It's been a good week. You know, life has its ups and downs, but I certainly can't complain. Optimistic. Let's see. Yeah, I think all of those words describe the week I've had and the experiences that I've had. So I also feel, did I say triumphant?
No, you did not.
I don't think I did. So I feel triumphant. So I'm going to share two quick stories with you. One is the whoop whoop story. So mama was in a concert. And that's no surprise because she's always singing and always. There's always a choir rehearsal for some choir. She's the songbird. She's always singing somewhere. Do I go to all of her performances? No. No, most of them I don't, because I would never be able to do anything else.
Never. Like full schedule. Ever. Never, ever.
So she's like, I really think you should come to the concert. I was like, okay, mom, you know, I will come listen to you be a songbird. She didn't have a solo or anything, but she was like, I think it'll be a really good concert. Grandma and our aunt were there as well. Mm-hmm. So we all got to go to the concert together, which
looking
was a good
fresh.
Looking fresh, which was a good experience. I always like to spend time with grandma when I can. She's hilarious. Also, this is a side note to the side note. Grandma is hard of hearing, and one of my favorite things to do in church is like to talk to the person beside me. So I'm like whispering stuff to her. Also, side note to the side note to the side note. Grandma had us sitting on the second row because I dropped them off at the door. So I come in and I'm looking for them. I'm looking all in the back, all on the sides. It never even dawned on me that she would be like in the front. So I have to walk all the way to the front of the church and I'm like, this is where you chose? Like, it's where you want to be? She was like, what? Am I not supposed to be here? There's not a reserve sign. I'm like, no, you can sit here. But like, this was not in my plans today, sister. Concert was amazing. At one point, the director said something. They were like, before they get to like make some noise for the guest clinician, of course you have to make noise for Jesus, right? And what do I hear? Whoop, whoop.
No, I don't know what I thought you heard. I was not expecting the whoop whoop. I had forgot the whoop whoop, but oh my goodness, mama did not.
She did. And Vicky thought it was hilarious.
Of course.
Oh, what a time. But
My mother, bro. Okay.
the concert was great.
Yeah.
They did an awesome job. It really was. It was a great, great concert. It was a great time of
Good.
fellowship and just, it was great.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't get moved anywhere, 'cause side story, it only seems
Don't.
to okay, fine.
Don't.
Folks be acting real weird about their seats. That's all I'm gonna say.
Exactly.
At that church specifically. Like, I ain't
Exactly.
never had that type of stuff happen. Anyway.
Anyway, but wait, I told you I had two stories. So the concert was my first story. My
Okay.
second story for this week that made me say the word triumphant. So, I think it was just last week's episode or the week before. I can't remember because time blurs together. You were talking about the fact that you and I are both funny, right?
Oh,
And we
hilarious.
are hilarious,
Hilarious.
right? We are so funny. So I was watching
Well,
TV.
actually, it'll be not this episode. Y'all will get this episode after. Or no, before, because your birthday is before Mother's Day, right?
Yes, this episode will come out before
Next episode, you guys hear how
we talk about
funny
the
we are.
Sorry, like we have it's been we record. Anyway, here's the point. Okay. Because my birthday is not today, but my birthday will be this Thursday. So it's my birthday week. Okay. So me and my man were watching TV Sunday, okay? And I have great comedic timing. And I did a callback to something we had been talking about earlier. And he almost choked to death. And he was like, I'm finna tell you something. He was like, I hate to say it, but you are hilarious. He was like, facts are facts. You are just hilarious. And I said to him, me and Joe literally just discussed this week that we are funny people. And you have confirmed it, my guy. You have
Yeah,
confirmed it.
like, don't let us, like, what's funny is inside jokes that can be used. Oh, we have so much fun, you know, and
Yeah.
we have so many.
Like when I say he kept like he couldn't let it go as the night went on, like he would just laugh, right? Like you can't, he was like, you so quick. Like you came so qu it was he was like, I can't even facts are facts. You
You had to be like, listen. So I was thinking about this last week, or Anyway, I was thinking about this in regards to my father and like the fact that the reason that a lot of kids loved him or love him when he was their high school teacher is because he shoots the dozens with them. And not so much with them, just like he not a teacher that's just going to sit there and be like, if you come in with stank breath or you chopping it up in the back of the class thinking you funny, he's like, nah, you really not that funny. Like, of all the people that shouldn't be talking, you should not be talking with the grades you get type joke. And like, you know, and so I learned that very quickly. I was also not the, like, I love puzzles. And to me, comedic timing is a puzzle. And it's like, basically, comedic timing is random trivia that no one asked you about that it just pops up in your head because you're like, oh, you said the knight is young. And immediately, for whatever reason, you might think a knight court or something. You know, just something that's like...
Yeah, that wasn't funny, but I know
what you mean. No, it's not funny. I'm trying to just explain it in the simplest way because there's nothing happening right now that would allow me to think about, like...
To be honest, like... Okay, so I don't come on this podcast. I'm not fake. You know what I'm saying? But there are parts of me that are for, you know, my friends and my family, not for the world at large. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, anybody can get this funny.
I'm not saying anybody can't get this funny, but I tend to edit myself more.
Understandable. I get what you're saying. Never mind.
Yeah, I edit myself more on this podcast than I do in actual regular life. If we're
ditto,
just having...
friend. Like I've seen the episodes, or at least the four episodes, because it's not like he does it every episode. But they was mad at Tim Ross for speaking plainly on some of his episodes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Plainly, in the sense that he cussed and like he was like, it's like four episodes. It ain't every episode. I'm not just.
Well, you and I both discussed the fact that we have let our potty mouth get really potty. So, but for me, it's not even about profanity on the podcast. It's just I don't share my every thought.
Yeah.
On the podcast, like. This is what they call it, a testimony, not a tell all. Like, giving you what I got.
That was good. I liked it. A testimony, not a tell all.
A testimony, not a tell all. Okay. So, done with my week for the most part. That took up way more time than I thought it would, but I had to share those stories because, like, I don't know. Anyway, you know what? It's my birthday episode. So,
whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah, if you're not interested, I understand. And there you have agency and power to go listen to something else. If you are still sticking around, I will give you guys our verses for the week. It's a 2-for-1 deal. And it's coming from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And I think that is a powerful couplet of scriptures that I can give you guys to celebrate my birthday. I do believe it has proven to be very beneficial in my life to trust in the Lord. And don't lean to my own understanding, because life is crazy. And a lot of things happen to me that I do not understand. But one thing I know for sure is that he will direct my paths, whatever those paths may be. All right, brother. Are you ready?
Now, for those of you that are avid listeners, you may be expecting something different. We're going to do that later. I am just going to go along for the ride for this birthday produced episode and see what we got going.
Right. So typically for my birthday, I write a list of things I want to experience that year. And the list corresponds with the number of things on the list corresponds with my age. For example, When I was 39, I wrote a list of 39 things that I wanted to do while I was 39. Just new experiences, things I wanted to try, just to give a little pep, vim, and vigor. And the backstory to that is that when Tamika was turning 40, she wrote a list of 40 things that she wanted to do that year. And I was like, well, I'll write a list of 35 things that I want to do. And her and I, she and I, had so much fun knocking things off of each other's list. Like, we, our lists were very different things, but it's something we did together. Found it very enjoyable. I did not make a list for 40. I think 40 was very overwhelming for me, like a major milestone birthday year. And so we don't have a 40 list to review. Typically, every year on my birthday episode, Bible Study Brother just asked me a random number and I talk about whether or not I did that thing, you know, what the experience was, blah, blah, blah. I did not get around to writing a list to 40 for 40. It was just too overwhelming for me for some reason and didn't do it. But I'm knocking on 41 and we'll be 40, turning 41 this week if the Lord allows. So
Hey,
I.
whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey. God willing, the creek don't rise, but don't, nah, don't play with me.
Take that up with our Jesus, okay?
Oh, there you go. Deflection, but go ahead.
Just saying, we make plans, but trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own
Good
understanding,
point, good
okay?
point, good point, good point.
So, I will be making a list for 41. As a matter of fact, when we log off from recording this episode, I'm going to sit down and really focus and write out my list of 41 things I want to experience. And I'm excited to see those things come to pass. Okay. In the absence of a list, one thing I love to do is to create games. I love playing games with my family. I love a good game night. So today's episode is a game that has been crafted by myself. Bible Study Brother is the participant. I think it's going to be
Oh,
a fun time. And we've played this game
here we
before.
go.
He was very upset because he didn't win. He was up against mom. And it was trying to figure out who knew me better, mama or Bible Study
Which
Brother.
I
Bible Study
do, but
Brother.
it is what it is.
Or Bible study mama. Anyway, he lost and he was bitter about it. So this is your chance to come back. You're not going to be competing against mom. You're just going to be competing against yourself. And so I want to see how many of these you can get correctly. I'm going to show you on the screen that I do have my answers. Look, you
Okay.
can't read the questions, but I just want you to know, like, so you won't say I'm cheating or I've changed my mind. You can clearly see I have my answers marked off on this paper. So I'm not cheating. Whatever your answers are solid. You can't say I changed my mind midstream. Okay?
All right.
Okay. So today's game consists of seven questions, and Bible Study Brother is going to have to figure out which
I get
I
multiple
quick.
choice.
Yes.
I was up.
You get two choices for each question. You have to figure out which one I would choose. It's not an open-ended question.
Okay.
So you've got a 50-50 shot. And I want to, as we go through the game, I want to hear your reasoning and your rationale for the answers
Okay.
that you are picking. And then once we get your final score with the seven, we'll go back and discuss in detail, like
Okay, here we
why
go.
I think we don't
All
think.
right, guys, coming down to the stage, it is I, Bible Study Brother. Oh, thank you guys, thank you guys. Yeah, let's do it. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Because I don't feel like looking for some music, so I'm gonna just sing.
Did you sing yourself happy?
I did. Not gonna lie
Okay.
to you, I really did.
Well, Bible study brother, you are the first and only contestant on this year's episode of the Bible Study Girl Birthday Quiz. We are thrilled and excited to have you. Are you ready for your first question?
Born ready, what is the question?
Okay, first question. Do you think I would rather know what Fitz thinks of me? Fitz is my cat. Or do you think I would prefer to never hear him speak?
Know what Fitz thinks of you because him so crazy.
So you think
And yeah, I
you think
don't
I
think
would
you want
want
him to be quiet because then he just gonna be causing havoc everywhere.
So you think I want to hear him talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm marking these answers down as we go. Let me tell you something. This is a therapy trick. Kids are super smart. And so, I mean, you can't see the answers there in my hand. But kids are very smart. So sometimes when I'm taking data, like if they got it right or wrong, I have to put like a plus. That means wrong. A check mark means right. But I have to put a plus because if I put a minus, they'll be like, oh, I got that wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can do whatever I want to over here because you can't see how I'm marking.
No, I cannot.
Okay. Second question. Do you think I would rather be in a romantic comedy with my worst enemy or a horror movie with my bestie?
Horror movie with your bestie.
Why do you think this?
Safety, because a romantic, well, a romantic comedy could be good with your enemy because the enemy loses in the end, most times. But it's your enemy, and I feel like most times you don't really want. Oh my God, oh, this is hard. Okay, wait. Now I got to rethink. I'm trying to go with my gut, which is why I'm not looking at you and doing
Oh,
as
okay. Because
many
I
other
wondered, I
things
was
as I
like, what?
can. I'm trying to go with my gut. Like I was over here playing a game with my phone. Like I'm literally just trying to go with what I feel.
First
So
thought.
I'm going with horror movie with a best friend because I think that there's more safety in that. Y'all gonna make it.
Okay, so talk to me about what the struggle was for you with the romantic comedy. I want to
It's
hear
just the
your
enemy
whole
part.
entire.
It's the enemy part. Like, I don't want to do nothing with my enemy. Like, even though I've said, Lord, prepare me a table. You know, I know the table has them there. I don't want to do anything willingly with them.
So you do remember
I know you
the
love
last.
romantic comedies, and that's what's got me messed up. And I know we both
Okay.
hate horror movies. Okay. I'm
No,
gonna go. No, hold on. I'm gonna go against my gut. I'm gonna pick. No,
listen.
I'm gonna pick the romantic comedies. I'm gonna go against. No, actually, no, I'm not. I'm gonna stick to my gut. I'm gonna stick to my gut. I'm gonna stick with what I said. Let's go all in, Bob. All in. I'm gonna be so mad at you if it's the other one. I'm gonna punch you in your throat when I see you.
Gonna punch me. I'm just trying to get your reasoning and like
Okay.
trying.
Yeah.
We're gonna
Yeah.
because
Yeah. Yeah.
we are gonna talk about these answers, but I just want to know
Okay, yes,
before.
because I feel like there's safety of like if it's a horror movie, y'all gonna pray away whatever demons in this movie. It's not gonna make it. You and Bestie is gonna make it. Bestie
Okay.
might leave you, but I feel like together y'all gonna make it.
It depends on like what kind of horrible things are happening in the
Yeah.
horror movie. We'll
Yeah.
see. Okay. Number three, I would rather be invisible or read people's minds?
Read people's minds.
Okay.
Because I guess because like I don't think you want to be nosy, but I think you would use it more so for like those moments where you're unsure, or because you would rather be sure of yourself or sure of something in terms of somebody's thought process than not sure. And invisible wise, there's a couple things that you would do, but I don't see like a lot of like longevity in you like having fun with that. Like that just don't seem like something you would enjoy, in my opinion. Okay, alarm. Shut up now.
Do you, okay, this is number four. Do you think I would rather listen to an annoying laugh for 1 hour or be tickled for 1 hour?
Are you ticklish?
Listen, actually, the question is listen to an annoying laugh for 1 day. Or do you think I want to be tickled for 1 hour?
Tickle for an hour.
Because I'm like, that didn't sound right when it came out of my mouth.
Tickle for an hour. There's no way you want to hear a terrible laugh all day. There's no way. No way. There's zero way. Like, I just feel like the grating of hearing somebody. You don't even want me to sing, talk to you. So, like, for a whole day.
Do not bring that back. Okay. Don't get started.
So there's no way that you'll listen to someone laughing all day.
Why did you start doing that? Was that I had asked the family a question in the family chat. Like,
it was another would you rather.
Yeah. Blah blah blah.
Sing everything you say or something. Like, I don't remember what the other option was, but I was like,
it was saying everything you say or something else. And so you called me with that mess and I hung up on you for months. I hate that you brought it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Can't hang up on me here. That's okay. All I know. What's the next question?
You better be glad we're on a podcast. Exactly. I should have just Okay, number five. Do you think I would rather be a kid my whole life or an adult my whole life?
Wait, what do you mean? Like, because if you're asking me, like, you are already, like, acting like an adult as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get more stuff as a child, but... adulting be hard,
mm-hmm.
but there are also some big joys in adulting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whoa, calm down, you.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, adulting. I'm just going to say adulting. I'm just going to say adulting. I'm going to say adulting. After that, I'm saying adulting. Final answer.
Okay. Oh, man. I cracked my own self up. Okay. Do you think I would rather produce a ding sound every time I wink or a sound every time I make a finger gun?
Oh, this is difficult because you would like both of these things. And I feel like you like them both. Which would you like more?
I don't know. Ding. I mean, actually, I do know. But...
or you would enjoy these both a lot. I don't really care if I lose on either or. I'm gonna just pick the wink just because I feel like seeing you go ding, like I just feel like even you would be so petty, bro. Like either or, you'd be very petty. The finger guns, I feel like you would only use with certain people. I feel like the wink, you might use with everybody. Seems like maybe.
Okay. So, number seven, final question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I would rather have horns or a tail?
Horns, because a tail would make it probably difficult to maybe use the bathroom or something.
Okay. So, brother, the results are in. The tallies have been tallied. How do you think you did out of seven questions? We play this game in the grocery store.
I think I got it all right. I think I am
seven out of seven.
I think I'm a perfect 7 out of 7. And if I'm not, then I'm 6 out of 7.
Okay. We play a number game when we go to the grocery store, like when we're buying groceries. Mm-hmm. And you would think by now we would be calculating things as we go, but we don't we're usually talking and dotty dotty and nobody's thinking about it.
But we get so close that we really don't need to. I mean, we probably need to, like, for the margins of like a budget in terms of like actually staying within a budget, because the majority of the time we're only gonna be $10 or so off most times.
So what we do is we get to the cash register and everybody has to guess. When I say everybody, if it's just Bible study brother and me, that's everybody. But everybody has to guess what the total is going to be. Nobody surprised, but we just want to see who's the closest to the actual total with text.
Mm-hmm.
Fun little competition we have going. All right. So one by one, we're going to discuss. My microphone is back up. We're going to discuss.
Okay, I was like, I think you unplugged it.
Yeah, I did on accident. We're going to discuss the answers to the questions and why I chose what I chose. Okay, okay, you ready?
Let's go.
You ready?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's see what we got.
Okay, so the first one is, do you think I would rather know what Fitz thinks of me or never hear him speak?
Mm-hmm. And I said.
And you said you think that I want to know what Fitz thinks of me. Fitz is my cat. Just a friendly reminder. And you are correct, brother. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
see me winking at
my,
you.
Hold
ding,
on, wait,
ding,
wait, wait.
ding.
I have a. There we go. I got my correct bill. Yes, yes, yes.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it correct. I do want to know what Fitz thinks of me. Because honestly, he talks to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, he has different levels of like crying.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Mama will be like, is he saying ma? Because he sounds like he, ma, ma. Sounds like
not mama.
He talks now.
Nope.
So I would not be scared to hear him talking mm-hmm. to me. I want to hear what he has to say. I want to know what he thinks. I think it would be fascinating.
Yes.
And it's not like animals haven't talked before. There was the donkey Balaam that talked in the Bible. So y'all can write your letters to the authors of those books in the Bible. Leave me alone.
What's up next? Let's go.
Okay.
101 right
two.
Now. Hmm? I'm 101 right now. Let's get it.
101. Number two, would I rather be in a romantic comedy with my worst enemy or a horror movie with my BFF? Here's the thing. Bible study brother waffled with this question. He went back and forth, back and forth.
I did.
It was a challenge for him. Because in the last competition that we had on the podcast, the question was asked, like, what's my favorite genre of movies?
Mm-hmm.
Romantic comedy won out, right?
It shouldn't have, but it's fine. Continue.
I don't think it was romantic comedy, but romance, like, love a romance.
Oh,
like,
that's what it was. It was, yeah, because I'm like, because it was romance or comedy. I picked comedy and you picked romance. And I'm like, bro, that's not fair. I think. I don't know. I'm going to go back and listen to the episode and see how I was cheated.
I'm going to listen to the episode again, too, but I know it was romance, but I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was an open-ended question or if mm-hmm. it was choose between these.
I don't know, but I was cheated, but continue.
So anyway, Bible study brother guessed that I would love to be in a horror movie with my BFF over a romantic comedy. Mm-hmm. No, we know I love romance.
Mm-hmm.
And he was absolutely correct in his reasoning. I wish you could see his victory dance.
Cook. I'm cooking.
His reasoning was spot on. I went back and forth with myself with this question because we all know the romantic comedy. I'm going to come out a winner in the end, mm-hmm. right? But I used to, okay, I'm going to come out a winner in the end, but the worst enemy thing, listen.
And that's why I'm like, I know that part grates your gear because we petty, bro. Like, I don't want to be around, like, I don't want to be around nobody I hate, even if I know that I'm going to win. Like, okay.
And so the horror movie with my BFF stood out because I used to be really scared of like horror movies and then life. And
oh, I forgot about your numbness to them now. You ain't like seeking them, but
no,
like,
I'm not seeking
you ain't
them. But
like,
if they come on, yeah. I can watch them and I'll be like, oh, okay.
Oh, that is crazy. That is not,
but before,
that's not my testimony.
Huh?
That is not my testimony, Lord.
Well, yeah. Life numbed me in that area, so that's why I chose that. Plus, I think it would be fascinating to be in it with my BFF. Like,
yeah,
that would be a fascinating. It probably would turn into a comedy if you.
To be honest, yeah, like how quick y'all would be out of there. Like, no, I'm done. Mm-mm, we through.
But also, we've lived through some things
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that I think have prepared us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. So the question was, does he think I would rather be invisible or read people's minds? Bible study brother chose that I would read people's minds, and he was wrong.
Nope.
And no ding ding on that one. I would
You
rather
want to be
be,
invisible?
I want to be invisible.
Why? What is the reason? Express the reason. So you can be a fly on the wall and do the exact same thing that reading people's minds is, but like you're not actually
Correct.
reading
But
their
you
mind?
also know. But you also know I don't like for people to look at me. I don't want to be seen. And so,
Fam. Ugh. I feel like I'm getting cheated, fam. That's such a
how
cheat.
are you getting cheated? I don't want people to look at me. I verbalized
Yeah,
that
but
before,
like,
correct? I don't. And so, what better way to not be looked at than to be what? Invisible. And I felt like
what you
that.
gonna do? Oh my God, you are way more mischievous than I guess I give you credit for it. Cause then you just like, what you finna? You just finna steal and like.
Why would you say steal?
You
Number one,
invisible.
I'm invisible. My number one thing would be being nosy. People speak way more freely.
Yeah, but you have access to their thoughts and like what you finna like, you know, you could win the lottery, you could like there's so many things you could do.
The only way I would be able to win the lottery is if I got
Well, I
around
mean
me.
like gambling,
I
like
mean,
so like there are things you can
I
do.
honestly, though, I feel like being able to read people's minds would be too overwhelming for me because
Okay,
I'm
okay.
already an overthinker.
Okay.
And to know exactly, I'd rather hear what you say about me. And
I
then
got you.
also, I get, like I said, I get the added bonus of just being invisible. You know how, like, I try to hide and disappear if I
Yeah,
see somebody that I
no.
know?
What I really
No.
know is boo. Move on to the next question. Two for two out of three. Fine.
Okay, number four. Would I rather listen to an annoying laugh for one day or be tickled for an hour? Bible study brother said I'd rather be tickled for an hour, and he is correct. Ding ding ding.
All right. I got no, I got
You
it.
hit the nail. You hit the nail on the head, brother. I'm not ticklish, so it would just be an hour of me being like, "Oh my gosh, come on!" Like.
It was one of the greatest missteps of life. Like I still remember this. I tell you this all the time. You don't remember this because it's like one of my childhood memories. But you and my father tickled the absolute mess out of me one day.
I do remember
I could not breathe. And it
that.
was just, I'm like, they about to kill me. But this is fun. I can't breathe. Like, I'm sitting there at the end of this tickling fest and I'm like, trying to gather my breath. But it's one of the sweetest moments I think we probably the sweetest moment we've ever had.
It probably is. I would say it probably is, but I definitely remember that. Okay, number five. Would I rather be a kid my whole life or an adult my whole life? Bible study brother said that I would rather be an adult my whole life, and he was wrong.
Nope.
And kid me up. What you said about adulting, the only thing that made me
That's
double.
a big thing, fam. That is a big
It is, but
thing. That
it
is
is,
a big
brother.
thing. You like having your own personal space. So what you're telling me is you'd like to be like what? A matter of fact, I should have asked these questions. This is Okay. What actual age are you considering child?
10. That's still a kid.
Yeah, okay,
But I'm
fine.
tall enough to ride the rides. You know what I'm saying? Haven't
Yeah.
started a period.
Depending, because some of y'all get real early. It's
I mean,
crazy
I
how the world
had. That's
works.
way too much information for this podcast, but we're just saying 10. I'm just giving you a general number.
It's fine.
So
I mean,
I'm
it's too
not a
late. I should have
teenager.
asked this at the time. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Just old
Yeah.
enough to where you can like do things for yourself, but not
Right.
old enough that you have to do things for yourself.
For myself, correct. Like adulting, you know.
Yeah, no, but
Listen.
I'm not, girl, I promise you I'm not going back. I promise you.
Well, I'm not going back either, but also, you know.
We're doing me next. Like, I don't know. Next
Okay, but
episode, we are
listen.
doubling back. I'm do we would you rather part two just because, like, and it might be spiritual questions. We'll see.
So listen. Part of it too is like, you have to have the mind of a child to get into the kingdom, don't you? Ain't that what the words say? I'm
Yeah,
so
but
deep
you've
and
had a
spiritual
mild of an adult since you were a
for my
child.
whole life. And see, that's something else I was thinking about. I mean, I would be a kid, but I would still be grown. So win-win.
Oh my gosh. All right. 3 out of 5. This sucks. Let's go.
Okay. Number six. Would I rather make a ding sound when I wink or sound when I make my finger guns by went with the ding? He is wrong.
Nope. I'm not gonna fight you, but I'm gonna fight you. So you wanna
I do. And my man would vouch for the fact that
how
that
many
would be
times are
what
you
you
doing finger guns? Like I did. You know how you apparently didn't know that I'd be calling people champ? I didn't know that
don't
you were a
like
finger
it.
gun person. I don't like that either. You're correct. I don't like that you're a finger gun person. And I never
Don't
knew
like
this
it.
about you.
But I guess you wouldn't know. That's like one of my new things. Like
Yeah, oh, that's crap. This is new. Because I know, because, okay, so what I did know is I know you're not a winker. So I
I'm
know,
not.
so, but, and I'm also like, but finger guns just seem stupid. Like,
Oh man, I done brought about. I'll tell you the
use the
story.
beard.
No, I'm gonna tell you the story after we get off of this here podcast. It's a
All
great one. You're gonna love it. Okay, number
right.
seven. This is your chance to kind of try to redeem
Oh my
yourself.
God, there is no redemption, bro. The 4 out of 7 is trash, but continue.
It is pretty bad. Would I rather have horns or a tail? Bible study brother said I would rather have horns. He is wrong. There was no
Nope.
suspense. I didn't even let it linger.
Oh
He's
my
wrong.
God.
I'd rather have a tail. You know why? Because my grandma and Bible study brother already say that I'm the devil. I already got the horns.
Ain't
I don't
said
need a
that.
tail. Yes, you do. Grandma says it all the time. She's like, you always up. What you look at you? What you up to now?
Oh my gosh, man.
I already have the horns. I just need a tail. And I can hide a tail. I cannot hide horns. Do you know what I'm saying?
Get
I
out of
could put
here,
that
bro.
tail, tuck it in
3 out of 7. That is trash.
It is trash,
You got
brother.
some. Now, granted, I'm learning some things about you, which is why it's not a complete and utter bust. There's 2 or 3 out of these that are like new. So I'm not even faulting myself on those
But
because
here's the
I had
thing.
no
The
study.
longer we live, the more we evolve. Amen.
Yeah, but your evolution is a wild journey. That's crazy.
It's
Like,
not though. I
it
think
is.
the only question,
The staying a
number
child.
six. Number six, the question about the pow pow and the ding. Okay, if you didn't get that, because that's like a new evolution. But the rest of them.
The child thing, I would not think. Well, I guess I should have. You didn't want to go to college.
I did not.
Like, and all of these things are just easy for you. Like staying, you'd rather be the 10-year-old that's like, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Like forever. Like you just getting
Four.
money, being smarter than everybody.
Forever young,
They just
I
like, what is
wanna
going
be.
on? Little
Yeah.
Annie ain't grown up at all, you know. Okay. All right, I accept my fate. Just know next week we coming back. We running the gambit to see if you know me.
Okay, give me
Or
seven
week after next.
questions.
We after Mother's Day, because mothers
Oh
gotta get
yeah,
their shout
after
out.
Mother's Day. So yeah, come up with seven and I'll knock through those things and give you my reasoning. And don't see, here's the thing about my brother. I wasn't trying to be vindictive. He's going to try to be like, tricked you, didn't I? And I also would need you
No,
to show
okay,
me.
so here's how I won't be vindictive. You get to send the questions.
No, I won't. No. I want you to entirely produce
Okay.
your episode how I
Okay.
entirely produced mine.
Okay.
That's the one thing off of my plate, but I'm excited to hear your answers, and I'm sure the listeners will be excited to hear your
Yeah.
answers. Join
Christians
us
have
next
fun
week
too. This
again.
is what
Yeah.
this always looks. Christians have fun too. Like so much of like media and like at least the social media that'll kind of come up makes it seem like we don't have like what people would call actual fun. It just, they don't laugh at this joke, and they be angry. Like, no, we have fun. And I'm a real person.
I'm a 360 degrees person. I have flaws, and I'm grateful that the Lord has allowed me to live this long. I think this has been a fantastic birthday episode. I think it's a great representation of who I am. You get to see more pieces of me. Like Bible Study Brother said, we have fun. We laugh. We joke. Are big ignorant.
Wow.
And guess what? Jesus loves us.
Happy birthday to you. This was a great celebration of getting to kind of like know you a little bit more and get to play games. It's one of the favorite things that we do as a family and as a unit, you know, between you and I. Like, if I don't get to be competitive anywhere else, I'm glad that I get to be competitive here, even though, you know, I can't.
He was reverse. Yeah, he was competing against his own self and
Oh my goodness. Like, no, I was competing against the new you that like has changed our whole life. Anyway.
Evolution, baby.
So we're gonna hold on, wait. Sorry guys, we're gonna wink on out of here. And there was a ding there. You gotta go back and listen to this sound because I had sound effects for whether I got it right or wrong.
I definitely will listen to it, brother.
I cannot with you. Get out of here. Remember, guys, it is not just you or I that preach, but we preach.
Sing happy birthday to me with the Stevie Wonder kind.
I was about to. That was okay. Like, there's no way. I sang the other one yesterday, and I was like, why am I singing this one? This is weird. Anyway, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
I had somebody ask, like, what's the other part? There's no other part that we need to know. That's all we need to know.
There's no other part. I'm about to get off this podcast, but
our
little cousin's birthday was a month ago. Well, at this point, like a month and a half ago. Anyway, or even 2 months. Anyway, the point is, I thought it was so cute when we were singing happy birthday to him. He was like, happy birthday to me. I thought that was so cute.
What? Listen, yo, man, that boy is something else. He's something else too, like that. Anyway, it shows. Anyway, love y'all. We'll see you in the next one. We preach. And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.
Thank you.
He didn't do his ending right.
I did do my ending right, and then you made me sing happy birthday to you.
No.
I did. I said it's happy not just you or okay. I that
happy,
preach.
Happy birthday to you.
We preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yeah.